Russ, who are some players that you think the fans should be really excited about watching next year?
Oh, look, I'm excited by all our players, but we're looking for growth, aren't we, from our middle tier and emerging players. So, I mean, Max Duffy's one in particular that really started to understand AFL footy and prepare in an elite manner, and barring injury, would have played some more football.
And this man has just dominated since he came on at the scoring end. He's just a score involvement machine.
Matthew Tabanagh is another one we expect to grow.
And scores a level again.
Hayden Crozier's finish the year was really strong.
Bends it. Brilliant. First time today they're in front.
Really went a fair way to cementing himself. And obviously a fully fit and available Michael Walters. Zach Clark needs some improvement, should improve. Nick Subin. So, look, Lachie Neal continue to improve. Tom Sheridan sits in there. It's really hard to not name. We're a relatively young list, bar about three or four older guys. So I'd expect the bulk of the list to improve. As I sit here now, until I see, you know, this is predicated on all those guys are dedicated and do all the work, as they have been in the past. But until we see it again and we see them fit and available, it's really hard to make any predictions as I sit here.
A lot of the young players have had a full season now at Peel Thunder. What benefits have you seen from that program and expect to see?
Well, the alignment's about them playing first and foremost with their teammates that they train with Monday to Friday on the whole. So there's games where we had 14, 15 Fremantle Dockers players representing Peel. So that was a really nice feeling for them, rather than going out and, you know, rolling up to South Perth or East Perth and playing against your teammates. So it really developed some good camaraderie and mateship and teamsmanship. Certainly we're able to get Peel to play in the manner more so that we do at the AFL. It's not identical and we can't expect it to be, but Cam Shepherd does a really good job in with Simon Lloyd and our development coaches trying to implement how we want to play. Yeah, so I think it was real growth for both parties. We both understand each other. There was a real harmony there between us. There was certainly no friction, no fracturing. And you know, their young kids got to play, were really competitive in a lot of games, could have easily won another three or four games. And I think for Peel it's been great, for the Dockers it's been great, and it's enabled us to develop our kids really quite well.